Welcome to Mosaic Senior Life's podcast, Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey. I am Mary Przinski, here with my co-host David Magner. Today we are here with Elliot Sloyer. After graduating from NYU, he spent 25 years working on Wall Street, during which time he co-founded and managed two hedge fund firms. He has served on public company and private company boards and has been a volunteer in the Child Life Department at Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital and is active in local charitable organizations. After his Wall Street career, he co-founded GoTo.com, an internet startup. He wrote two children's picture books and is an avid cyclist who has biked across America with his children. Elliot is also one of the founding members of Wheel It Forward. Welcome, Elliot. I guess we should start off with what is Wheel It Forward and where did the idea come from?
Firstly, thanks for having me, Mary and David. Wheel It Forward is a new kind of library. We don't lend out books. We lend out 10 categories of durable medical equipment. Think things like wheelchairs, crutches, knee scooters, hospital beds, shower safety equipment, all at no cost. And the idea, we were inspired by an organization that a few of our board members stumbled upon in Israel. It's called Yad Sera, founded over 40 years ago, currently run by over 7,000 volunteers. Whether you're rich or poor, Jewish, Muslim, or Christian in Israel, if you need durable medical equipment, you're very likely to go to Yad Sera and borrow it when you need it, return it when you no longer need it, and all at no cost.
So, Elliot, how is Wheel It Forward different than a typical lending, so say, closet?
So we do not love the word lending closet. That term is over 100 years old. And the idea was, wouldn't it be nice to have a closet in every community where people who have no longer needed medical equipment could put it in the closet, and others who needed it, very often desperately needed it, can go to the closet and take it out. And while that's a beautiful idea, the way that concept has been built out across America, it has not been built out to scale. And what I mean by that is most lending closets are simply not large enough. They're literally in a closet or a storage shed or somebody's backyard. And they also don't use technology to measure what it is that they're doing and to keep track of data. And what we're trying to do is to reimagine the lending closet space. And we've positioned this more as a community library.
And I've been there, and it is huge. You have a huge space. So like we said, it's not a closet. It's definitely a bigger place to store your equipment. So how does it work? I guess, how easily can people borrow? How long can they borrow it for? And then on the other side of it is, how can people donate equipment?
Sure. So what the technology we use has made it quite easy for people to both borrow as well as donate equipment. On the borrowing side, people who need equipment can go to our website, which is www.wheelitforwardusa.org. And they can see our inventory, they can join our library, sign off on a liability release, reserve the equipment that they need, and then come and pick it up. They could also make a donation. Our business model is to have suggested donations related to each item. It's totally optional. About half the people who borrow equipment make some sort of a suggested donation, and half do not. And both those scenarios are fine with us. So in terms of donating equipment, we make that easy as well. The best thing for people to do is to go to our website, and there are simple instructions on how to drop off, where to drop off equipment. But they're also welcome to call us. People who have larger pieces of equipment, such as recliner chairlifts, which is also not one of the 10 categories of equipment that we will always have, but we very, very often have that. We would pick that equipment up from people, if at all possible, if they're in the greater Fairfield County area. And we can give people tax receipts if they need that. And we try to make it easy. We also accept unopened disposable material that we then just give out in our warehouse to people who stop by who need it.
Oh, great. Okay.
Interesting. And what types of equipment do you lend out to individuals?
So we think of it as 10 categories of equipment that we're committed to always having. Those include wheelchairs, crutches, knee scooters, shower chairs, Hoyer lifts, hospital beds. And we will always have that equipment. And what we realized, what our team realized before we launched Wheel It Forward, was what are the odds that the supply of this lightly used equipment would meet the demand for every single category. And so we left some money in our budget to what we call seed our library, where we will buy equipment when the supply of that specific item does not meet the demand. And things that we end up buying a lot of every year are transport wheelchairs, which are make it very convenient to take somebody to a doctor's appointment. Shower seats with backs and arms are also the demand way exceeds the supply. And we buy those things and we always have them. A typical lending closet, besides having space restrictions, they don't typically have the equipment that you need. And they will often tell you, just call us back. Eventually we'll get it. And the problem with that is that there's when somebody's asking for this type of equipment, they want it now and they need it now.
Correct.
It's not like if you want to get the new Tesla Cybertruck because you think it's a beautiful truck. It takes 3 months to get that, then no harm, no foul. But if you're asking for a wheelchair or a shower seat or an e-scooter, best to get it now. Just to give you an example, in 2023, we lent out about $1.2 million of equipment in total, and we spent about $60,000 to seed our library, to buy the equipment so that we would never need to say no to anybody. And so that's roughly 5% of everything we're doing. And it makes us very efficient because people don't need to call us back. We have the stuff when they need it. And that's the service that we're offering to the community.
That's amazing. Is there anything specific or a specific type of equipment that you can't provide? Or is it pretty much you have almost anything available?
So within the 10 categories of equipment, we will always have those. But there are certain types of equipment that are more specialized, that are more expensive. Power equipment is something that we don't always have. Something called a tilt-in-space wheelchair, which is a substantial wheelchair that weighs about 100 pounds, and that could cost, you know, a few thousand dollars. So we won't buy that sort of equipment. That said, we almost always have tilt-in-space wheelchairs. I don't think we've ever needed to turn anybody down because there is just a huge supply of this equipment that's no longer needed. And what our library allows us to do is because we have that scale, because we have that space, we can manage the ebbs and flows of the equipment that we'll always have and even the equipment where we may not be able to buy it, but we'll very often have it anyway.
Do people, when they borrow, do they usually bring it back within a short period of time?
Sure. So our system, our website inventory management system sets a default date of 6 months for okay. people to borrow equipment. That said, about 20% of the equipment we lend out, we know when we're lending it out, we're not getting it back. So we have relationships with all the major hospital systems in the area, and very often they need to discharge somebody who perhaps doesn't have insurance and or doesn't even live in the country. A great example is a hospital system where they had a patient who got into a car accident in Stamford. But they came from Peru and they spent a few months in the hospital in Stamford and they were ready to discharge them, but they needed to discharge them with the right equipment. They didn't have insurance. They needed a wheelchair, a walker, crutches, and probably a few other things. They were able to have all those things by the end of the day. We know we're not getting that back. Mm-hmm. So some things are very short term in terms of use. If somebody's having knee replacement surgery, they'll likely need four pieces of equipment for 3 or 4 weeks. And then they're more than happy to get this stuff out of their lives and to return it to us.
So I know that you have a Bridgeport and Stanford location. Are you hoping to spread the resources to other places?
What we're doing right now is we're figuring out the Bridgeport piece. And once we figure that out, what our team says is we're coming to a town near you. And so we are talking to some other places in the Connecticut area. We recently launched a new website that our volunteers built. It's called gotdme.org. And what gotdme.org is it allows people to find free places near them to either borrow or donate equipment. And the reason we launched that website was because we get several calls a week from all over the United States from people who are scrambling to either borrow or donate equipment. Many loan closets that do exist don't have their own website. Many of them have maybe a Facebook page. And so our website is being served up all across the country. And so when people call us, we refer them to gotdme.org. They could put in their zip code and find places near them to the extent that they exist and, hopefully be able to borrow or donate equipment.
Now, you have two places, the Stanford site and the Bridgeport site. Which one did you open first, and why did you pick those two locations?
So we opened in Stanford 3.5 years ago during the pandemic. We started off at the senior center within the Stanford Government Center in a small room. At the time, we thought it was the Field of Dreams of durable medical equipment. The room was about 20 by 20, and we had about 30 or 40 pieces of equipment. Fast forward 3.5 years, we're lending out 30 plus pieces of equipment almost every day. And we've been fortunate to be able to grow into this in a manageable level, because the biggest risk for any startup is either having no customers, that's always bad, or having too many customers, which there have been times when we've been right at the cusp of having too many customers, but thankfully we've been able to manage it using technology. So we started in Stanford, and about 2 years ago, we looked at the data that we had, and we were lending out about a total of 400 items a month. And 300 of those items, or 350 of those items, were in the Stanford, Norwalk, Greenwich, Darien, New Canaan area, but only about 50 items were in the greater Bridgeport area, Bridgeport, Fairfield, Trumbull, Milford, Stratford. And so our board made a decision at that time that we needed to locate, in Bridgeport to help serve those communities better. So just like a regular library, if there wasn't a community library that lent out books in Bridgeport and you told people they needed to go to Greenwich, not many people would travel that far. And vice versa. So I think we're going to find it's the same thing with our kind of library. Proximity does make a difference. And so where Stanford to Bridgeport is about 30 miles away, that's probably around the right distance of whatever our next jump will be.
How do you make sure when people donate that the equipment is working properly?
Great question. About 75% of the equipment that we take in, we can work with, which is to say that 25% of the equipment that is either dropped off at our doorstep, we cannot use. It's something that might be rusty or dirty or beyond our ability to sanitize. And we sanitize things using both steam, which basically kills everything, as well as sanitization type sprays that they use in a hospital setting. But we have nice relationships with other organizations where there's an organization called Wheels for the World. They're Christian missionaries. They collect wheelchairs all over. They send them to a network of 13 different prisons around the United States. From there, they go to a port where they typically get shipped to South America and Africa and other places around the world. When in the workrooms of those prisons, from what we've been told, they literally take apart every piece of the wheelchair and put it back together. So if we get a wheelchair with three wheels on it, we're happy to take it because we know we can get it to them.
That's right.
But we also know that, if something is rusty, we can't deal with that. But the average piece of durable medical equipment has a lifespan of about 5 years and is used for 4 months, which makes it a great candidate for what's typically called a library of things. A library of things is a library that lends out things. So there are tool libraries where you could go and borrow tools if you're a handy person but don't have tools. There are cooking libraries where you can borrow different molds. If your kid likes Harry Potter and wants to make cookies with a Harry Potter cutout, you're probably going to use that once. Wouldn't it be great to have a library for that? Mm-hmm. Durable, what we're doing, in my opinion, is the ultimate library of things because, as I said before, the average piece of equipment can last for 5 years, but is used for 4 months. And the other thing that makes it very powerful is that 100% of us are going to need durable medical equipment at some point in our lives. So we may not all need to bake the Harry Potter cookies. We're all going to need this stuff. There's tons of it out there. It's sitting in people's basements and garages. It's going into landfills, and it doesn't have to be that way. And that's the problem we are trying to solve, and so far, so good.
And it's such a critical service you're providing for so many people, especially in this community, who may not be able to afford expensive equipment from time to time. So just want to make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with Wheel It Forward, whether it's loaning or lending. So what's the best way, once again, to remind our listeners?
Sure. So the best initial way is to go to our website, if you're tech savvy, which is wheelitforwardusa.org. And you could learn a lot from there. You could see our inventory. The other way is to call us, which is 203-652-8600. And we pride ourselves in returning people's calls promptly, which is a lost art, both in the not-for-profit business and the for-profit mm-hmm. business. We will return your call. Our volunteers are there to help people. And those are the two best ways to get in touch with us, to find directions, to be able to pick something up or drop something off. Those things are all on our website.
Well, Elliot, Mary and I want to thank you for coming on today's podcast and really sharing with our listeners about the benefits of Wheel It Forward and the critical services you provide our community, not only in Bridgeport, but in Stamford as well. So thank you so much for being on today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.